A string of NGOs has written an open letter to City Hall calling for the extension of a programme of renting rooms for homeless people at four Prague hotels and hostels. Set up during the coronavirus pandemic, it has served several hundred people, but is set to end this month. Eliška Konívková from the NGO Jako Doma has worked at one of these facilities for 2 years. She says that over 60 people could end up on the street again, as two new shelters that the city has prepared do not have sufficient capacity.
So the hotels really started on the beginning of pandemic, and this is actually like really first takeover on a systemic approach, I would say, because there is not housing supported by City Hall, or there was not before these hotels started. Also, the other thing is that the people that are living on the hotels can gain some social support. There are social workers on the hotel. They regularly go to the hotel. They have meetings with the people that live there, so they can effectively work on the things they want to work on. And I think this is like efficient way how to help people out of the housing crisis, out of the homelessness. And this two city asylum that are City Hall working on right now, it's really quite unique because other shelters for people, let's say with unstable social situation, they are not run by city. They are run by private owner. And it's also, it's usually the problem that the rents are very high and they are also not able to ask for some social support on the rent in the commercial housing facilities. So this really makes the change, the city asylum. But what is important that we ask councillors that they will really ensure there is sufficient capacity for everybody.
Several hundred people have since used this alternative option over the past years. Could you explain what is at risk now? I understand that the city might end this program from July.
Firstly, I have to say that there was a deal actually with City Hall that the housing facilities for homeless people in this form, that means hotels designed for tourists and transferred to asylums, will end in June 22. And so that Prague actually established two city asylums for people to transfer from hotels. But what is the thing? It is that these facilities are unfortunately not sufficient in capacity. So at the moment, we counted 60 people that may actually return to the living on the street at the end of this month. And so we think that this is really terrible. It's a big risk because they are very vulnerable because they lot of them didn't have enough time, for example, to better their physical condition. So the return to the street might have really bad consequences. The second point, maybe what I would like to add, is also that from my perspective, I witnessed stories of people that were homeless for many years and then they gained stable living. And their condition, as I said, started to get better on so many levels. Some of them didn't have enough time. But for the people, I think it would be also a big waste of the great work they did and that we did together because there was a lot of social work, cooperation with people, and we really cooperate on many levels, finding work, trying to find some doctors and stuff like this. So it would be great waste from my perspective.
I read that the program, you know, had successes such as, for example, you know, people got their documents organized again. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they started looking for work. So just to be clear, you know, on that first point, so if I understood you correctly, this is about expanding those capacities.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true. Like there is two city asylums established by City Hall, by Prague at the moment, but really the capacity is not sufficient. So not everybody can get in.
Okay, and could you just, I mean, you sort of partially done it, but could you explain what you're calling for in that open letter that was penned together with several other NGOs also? Mm-hmm. I know the Armada Spasi, for example. You know, what is it exactly that you would like Prague City Hall to do?
Yes, as you said, we joined forces with other organizations, Armada Spasi, Nadia, and we are calling for, I would sum it as more systemic approach to housing crisis. But as I said, the most important at this point is to get these 60 people a stable housing. This is most important, of course, but long-term appeal would be to try to manage the housing crisis in a more systemic way, because I think that it was a great step from City Hall that they took on the beginning of pandemic, and I think it would be really nice to develop it further. So this is basically the idea.
And that was Eliška Konívková from the NGO Jako Doma speaking there. Also, it should be noted that speaking to Czech Radio last week, Housing Councillor Adam Zábranský said that City Hall is aware of the problem and is considering extending its rent contract with one of the hotels, but that it will not be able to do so indefinitely.